fruit when they get this big. Kids like it at Halloween.
Pumpkins?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we raise pumpkins. And different, up in Pennsylvania, they raise, I went through Pennsylvania last October, and they had shocked the corn, something they never do down here. And in that, after they shocked that corn, thousands of pumpkins all over the field. And they feed them to cows and hogs. I never heard of that before.
No.
They bring the farmers bring whole truckloads and dump them over in the hog pen, and those hogs eat, bust them open, and the cows eat them. I never heard of it before. But in Pennsylvania, that's what they were doing. They were feeding those pumpkins to cows and hogs.
I never heard that.
Well, I saw it. I know they did it. I didn't know
I've seen pictures, but I never knew what they used the fruit for.
Well, that's what they used it for, cattle feed and hog feed.
In fact, it's a very attractive scene, isn't it?
Seeing those big fields, and they plant the pumpkins in with the corn.
Mm-hmm.
Make two crops on one field, and they shock the corn, something we never do down here. Mm-hmm. They gather the corn. What they do here, they pull the leaves and make fodder out of it, see? And they tie it up into bundles, which makes good horse feed and mule feed. But up there, I don't know why they shock it or what to do with it after they shock it.
What the region was that?
That was through Pennsylvania, so.
What area of Pennsylvania was it?
Well, we went right through the center of the state. We went by Beaver Falls and.
I wondered if it's, the reason I ask is that if we're talking about Amish people and there.
No, this wasn't the Amish section. No. But they say that's quite common. They shock the corn all through there.
It sounds like an old-fashioned way of doing it, doesn't it?
Yeah, they go through the field and pull the corn off first and then cut the stalks down in time into great shocks. There they are, you know, look like an Indian teepee.
Mm-hmm.
There they were, all over the field, all shocked. And every farmhouse you pass, hot pumpkin pies. We stopped at one farmhouse. It was a cold, dreary day, and I was tired of driving, so we drove in. It's a beautiful farmhouse. And they had golden Guernsey cream and hot pumpkin pies. And I went, and there was nobody there but us, a big living room, a big fire crackling there. That was very nice. She served us hot pumpkin pie and with golden Guernsey cream. Very good.
That is rare. Hard to find whipped cream now, genuine.
The lady said she made 50 pumpkin pies every morning and she was not going to make any more. That's all I'm going to make. And she said she sold 50 of those pies a day. Just that little sign out on the gate on the highway.
Mm-hmm. When we had coffee yesterday, you said that you had not heard drinking coffee. How do you express drinking coffee without milk?
Straight.
Straight. You never heard of barefoot or naked?
No, straight.
Colorful terms. Different names you have for homemade whiskey.
Oh, rot gut.
that's imagine bad. Is that
rot gut? White lightning.
Is that good whiskey?
Day before yesterday, we had this meeting with the Indians down here. Upstairs, this Indian, deputy sheriff came up and stuck his head in the door, and I went out and said, "What do you want?" He said, "We've just got a still. We raided a lot. You'd like to look at it." He said, "We've got the still, and they're good operating." He came out, and you can see them both. And I went down, and they had this very crude still. Horrible thing. The odor was just literally vile. And they had that thing. It was a copper worm went down through a 55-gallon metal barrel. Crudest thing you ever saw. And just think, people drink that stuff.
That's what it's called, rot gut, huh?
Rot gut, white lightning.
Did you ever hear of stump whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
let's call it that. Stump water.
Stump water.
Mountain Dew. Rot gut, white lightning.
And how about different kinds of berries that you recall?
Well, because we had blackberries and dewberries and strawberries, that's about all.
You never called blackberries raspberries?